This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
All right, Matthew Collar, two words, Trinidad Chambliss.
Okay.
Did you see that yesterday?
I did. It was a lot of fun. I saw somebody say that he looked like Michael Vick on Madden 2004, which if you don't get the reference, is unstoppable, running around, scrambling, and making plays. A lot of fun. I don't think that I've seen much about him as NFL type of starting prospect, but you know, I think after yesterday, if you're somebody looking for a project, which I think that when you look at Malik Willis to kind of tie it into the Vikings playing the Packers, somebody who was thought of as a raw prospect that developed over a couple of years behind the scenes, maybe Chambliss is that type of guy.
One thing he did is when he went backwards about 30 yards and was at the goal line, okay, that is as a kid who grew up watching Fran Tarkenton, that's the guy he reminded me of the most. He's a similar size, running around like he's crazy. They can't tackle him. But the other thing I really liked about him, and by the way, the people don't know, Trinidad Chambliss is the quarterback for Ole Miss, and he put on a display yesterday against a very good defensive team in Georgia with some good secondary players, and Chambliss was on fire. He also, though, is, you know, look, I'm hardly an expert on watching quarterbacks play, but now I have learned to watch the legs. He doesn't do the leg kick, okay? I was noticing that. He was also very decisive on many of his dropbacks and short passes. I thought he was outstanding. And he is eligible for the 26 draft. He does, I think, want to play another year in college, but he's waiting on a waiver. So he may have to go into the draft. He may not have a choice, but I think he wants to play one more year. And I'm sure he'll get paid plenty of money. But that was a fun one, wasn't it?
Oh, man, it was great. Yeah, the first two games were absolutely horrible.
Yeah,
I was desperately hoping that we would get some good football there. And, I mean, what an ending to that game. As a guy who's always banging the drum for teams to go for it on fourth down, I think that Georgia should have gone for the touchdown at the end. And then it ended up costing him because with Chambliss playing that well, I mean, they should have at least had an idea that if you left him any time, he was going to be able to make a play. But... you know, I mean, overall, the college championship has not really lived up to its hype so much. But, you know, the Ole Miss story is pretty great. Their head coach leaves. They beat, you know, the best program over the last couple of years. So it had a lot of drama, great storylines. I like that broadcast team of Sean McDonough and Greg McElroy. I think mm-hmm. they've become very good. So it was like college football at its absolute best. And even my favorite thing about bowl season is falling in love with players that you didn't watch all year or that you never heard of. And I'd heard of Chambliss a little bit, and I'd seen Ole Miss a couple times. But then you're like, okay, this guy is awesome, right? And the one thing about him in the NFL that is just mildly interesting is, you know, when college players throw a ton of passes in college, you know, they can develop like we saw from, Cam Ward going from no stars and the same kind of thing here. So, you shouldn't pay too much attention to how many stars somebody has, because how they develop is really what determines whether they could play or not.
When I really enjoyed, for example, I enjoyed the Texas, this was not the quarterfinals, but the first round. I enjoyed the Texas A&M Miami game because it was just pure defense until it wasn't in the last minute. I enjoy watching good defense. I really enjoyed watching the Texas Tech defense. Unfortunately, their quarterback made Max Brosmer look good yesterday. So the game could. I was really hoping that they could muster some offense, but that Texas Tech defense was really fun to watch. And then to see Mendoza and Alabama just put it on. I mean, Mendoza and Indiana put it on Alabama. When I sat here, when they put Alabama into the field, I was doing my Sunday morning show, and I said, there's no way Alabama should have been in that field. Notre Dame is so much better than Alabama. Alabama stunk the last 5 or 6 weeks, and the committee embarrassed themselves by having them in there. But I certainly enjoyed watching Indiana do that.
Yeah, I know. I mean, Indiana is one of the best stories, I think, of all time
yes.
in college football. I mean, this is – I know – and, you know, somebody said to me a couple years ago when the whole NIL thing was brewing, they said – Because my thought was, oh, great. Now every guy's going to go to Bama or Georgia, and they're going to make all this money, the big money programs or whatever. And somebody said to me, actually, what you might find is that guys having this freedom to transfer, you can sort of build teams through a transfer portal, and guys might, you know, take more money in different spots for teams that want to pony up. And like that's kind of been the case. Like Mendoza, well, he does seem like he came out of nowhere, had experience playing at Cal, got paid a lot of money to come play mm-hmm. for Indiana, which is amazing for their program. It's like if you're willing to invest, then you can turn around a program that's never really had a whole heck of a lot of success. And then I've just enjoyed watching him play football because he plays as close to a pro quarterback as you're going to see in college football, which is why he will likely be the number one pick in the draft. And that's interesting to see, right? But I do agree with you that Notre Dame was better. I might even say Texas was better. I think Alabama was in name only. SEC has probably the biggest fan base. It's like if the NFL, you know, when the NFL puts Dallas, even though they know Dallas isn't going to be that good, on national TV 13 times, that's what it felt like with putting in Alabama here.
SEC 4-8 in bowl games, 1-3 against the Big Ten head-to-head. SEC way overrated this year, and I'll tell you what, Iowa was 8-4, you know, was not a, you know, it lost 4 Big Ten games, and they beat, you know, Vanderbilt in a shootout. I mean, it was that had to be embarrassing for the SEC when your team that was 10-2 in the SEC loses to the middle of, well, not middle of the pack, but the fourth or fifth best Big Ten team. So I like to see the Big Ten show it up, but it was pretty good stuff. Now, obviously, we buried the lead on the day. You tweeted that J.J. McCarthy is going to start. Now, I know that you had an earlier podcast with Jeremy Searles where you're saying, why would we play J.J.? I'm J.J. McCarthy. Why risk getting him hurt? Do you still feel that way, or do you think it's good that he's going to play?
No, I mean, I think it's good that he's going to play. But, you know, there is something worth bringing up, which is the number of injuries mm-hmm. that he's had. And you have to think about, like, there's – if he plays really well, it doesn't mean a whole heck of a lot because this is a preseason football game. The Green Bay Packers are playing their third-string quarterback. They are going to sit anybody they can on defense. Their defense is already missing Micah Parsons and then Devontae Wyatt, and they're going to sit more people. And so what does it really mean if J.J. McCarthy throws for 275 and 4 touchdowns? The answer is absolutely nothing. But the negative side of this would be that he, you know, gets injured again, hits his hand on a helmet or, you know, whatever it might be. He's found a lot of ways to get injured this season. And if his off season is set back, then you're talking about, you know, it could be another setback for him where he's not improving on his technical stuff. And I had a stat today in my article about J.J. McCarthy, just how rarely this guy has played football. He's only thrown about 950 passes since high school. Bo Nix, drafted in the same draft, has thrown 3,000 passes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't set him back anymore. But, look, I mean, any experience is good experience for him to play. And we've also probably gone past the point where you can worry about that. Like, if you get hurt again, I mean, I think already the Vikings have to be considering other options at quarterback for next season. So, you know, it's a tough position for, you know, the Vikings to be in with a quarterback that I think they know has potential, but you just can't force development. I think that was their biggest miss for the entire season, is that they thought that they could force his development. If we coach him well enough, if we have the right plan for him, if we got the right offense, the right receivers, he will just develop magically. But it turns out that, you know, you need to play football. You need to throw passes. You need to be on the field in order to do that. So, you know, when I was watching him play against the Giants, I felt like, how is this different from what we saw week one? Like, some of it was good. Some of it was bad. Some of it was erratic. There's a bad sack in there. There's missed passes. And you go, has he gotten better, or has, like, the stops and starts pretty much left him feeling like he's still a rookie? I mean, he's only thrown 220 passes. There are quarterbacks in the NFL that will push 700 this year. So it still feels like the same old story with J.J. McCarthy, and that really doesn't change on Sunday.
Well, you consider the fact that he's now, out of the last 34 games, including the playoff game, he's only played nine, right? Because he missed all 17 last year with the playoff game, the 18 and then 16 this year. It's probably good that they're going to get him out there, at least for something. We'll see what we do. When we come back, we can talk about the future. You know, Malik Willis, Aaron Rodgers. Is there some other quarterbacks that the Vikings might want to look at? When we come back with Matthew Coller here on 830 WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
We're here with Matthew Coller, his normal Friday half hour. You can access the stuff Matthew Coller does at Purple Insider. By the way, you were featured in a Royce column this week. Did you see that?
Yes, I was, for my absurd enjoyment of bowl season. Yeah, I appreciate Patrick including me. He had some description like unique and energetic or something. I thought, okay, I'll take that from Royce. It's much better than being the turkey of the year.
That's right. Exactly right. Although I think if you're the turkey of the year, that means he really likes you. I think that's the way it is. So he'll do that. So Malik Willis, obviously, we talk about how Kevin O'Connell is the quarterback whisperer, but boy, you got to give some love up for Matt LaFleur too, because when Malik Willis came in last year and everyone said, oh, he was terrible at Tennessee, no shock there. And he's really played well, and he's played really well this year. In the few times he came in, he was really played well in the Ravens game, especially his ability to run and his mobility and his passing. And I think you immediately tweeted, you might say, hey, Malik Willis was so good that he might have priced his way out of any consideration by the Vikings. And what are you thinking? Maybe I heard somebody say maybe a 3-year, $25 million a year contract for Malik Willis. Is that something that you think that he might be able to get on the market? And if so, is that something that you'd be interested in the Vikings doing?
Yeah, it's really crazy when it comes to quarterbacks getting paid, because you look it up, and I was just talking about how few passes J.J. McCarthy has thrown. Malik Willis has only played a couple of games, but when you play that well, history is on your side. There are plenty of quarterbacks who have had, small sample sizes of success and ended up getting kind of prove it type of contracts. And heck, even you want to talk about quarterback prices, Justin Fields made $20 million this year and got $30 million guaranteed from the New York Jets. And Justin Fields is terrible and has always been terrible.
Yes.
And has never played as well as Malik Willis did in that one game. But I am intrigued, because back in my day, now I know you're a tad older than me, but I remember a lot of quarterbacks who developed as backups for several years, then became starters and turned out to be good. Like Mark Brunell would be a random example of somebody who's a backup for the Green Bay Packers. Matt Hasselbeck was a backup for the Packers, and they would develop and they turn out. And it feels like Malik Willis is one of those rare stories that's kind of like that, where somebody was truly given time to work on their craft behind the scenes. And then what impressed me the most, the Ravens game was fantastic, but what really impressed me the most was when he came into the game against the Bears and he ran that offense like he'd been running it all year. And you do not see that very often from backup quarterbacks. They usually run in there and look pretty jumpy and just try to get the ball out of their hands as fast as possible. He looked like it was his team. So I think that there will be several teams that could make a really good argument for signing him to, as you mentioned, like a 3-year, $75 million deal. I'm thinking about Miami or Arizona, these teams that are moving on from more expensive veteran quarterbacks. I think that the Raiders are probably going to draft Mendoza number one, but if they don't, then Willis is an option there. I mean, for the Vikings, what you would have loved is if he didn't have that game against the Ravens, you sign him to a $10 million deal. He competes with J.J. McCarthy and may the best man win.
Mm-hmm.
But when you do that on the national stage against a defense that, has some pretty good talent there in Baltimore, you're going to get a lot of attention. So he is a very interesting player, though.
How about I'm really bad with names. How about the quarterback who married Bill Brown's daughter, Vikings quarterback, played at Delaware? What's his name? You know the guy I'm talking about? Went and won the MVP for the Raiders?
Rich Gannon.
Rich Gannon was the guy that developed. How about Brad Johnson? Okay, another guy who developed and won a Super Bowl. And then there was there's some busts too. There was Scott Mitchell. If you remember him, he had like some good games in Miami or something. Then he went to Detroit and was terrible. And then who was the guy that the Seahawks had that they signed him? He was a former Packer backup. And then they drafted Russell Wilson, and that guy never started for him. Do you remember who that was?
Yes, I do. That's the reason why no matter what J.J. McCarthy does this week, you shouldn't pay that close of attention to it, because Matt Flynn is who you're thinking of. Matt Flynn. This game, people should go look it up. If you're interested in this conversation, look it up. He threw 6 touchdowns and 460-something yards against Detroit in the final week of the season, and then Seattle gave him a big contract, got him in the building, and was like, uh-oh.
and then they drafted Russell Wilson, and the rest is history. So there's that. How about now we also saw this week how, and who else isn't, who, what starters are the Vikings playing? My guess is they're going to play JJ to get his, try to get him his 50, does he need 57 receiving yards? Is that what he needs?
53 for Jefferson, yeah. This game is important to the Vikings. It's not for the Packers, but Kevin O'Connell wants to go 9-8 and be above 500, which, you know, I think deservedly gets a lot of shrugs when you're 4-8. Like we're not raising, hey, you got above 500 banners. Like this is, you were supposed to win playoff games this year, and coming up this short is not acceptable. But it's also maybe Harrison Smith's last football game in the NFL. And I think that every player on that field wants to win for Harrison Smith in case he just decides to retire. And I know it's been mocked a little bit about getting Jefferson to 1,000 yards, but Jefferson has asked for so little this year as he has fought his way through every press conference of us, you know, hey, are you ever going to, you know, catch passes from J.J. McCarthy? It's crazy that Jefferson's two highest producing yardage games came from Carson Wentz, not J.J. McCarthy. But Jefferson has said it's important to him to get to 1,000 yards. So by all freaking means, get him to 1,000 yards because he has had the patience of a saint this year. We just gave him our Media Good Guy Award, Corey Stringer Award, yesterday because of the way he's handled himself throughout this season. So if the man wants 1,000, make sure you get him 1,000.
Yeah, you got to get him 1,000 and then sit him and then get him, then put him in bubble wrap after that. But, you know, yep. I mean, look, you don't want to see some sort of catastrophic injury, but with the Packers playing, I mean, the Vikings should be able to name the score in this game, you would think. And yep. you could get stuff done early and you get it done early and JJ, you know, maybe at halftime you sit down JJ and you let Brosmer have some work. So, but you're right. Those are a couple of big key things that are going to happen. And so Hockenson's not playing. Jones is not playing. But I'm assuming most of their offensive line is going to play. You don't want to put JJ out there without the offensive line. Well, obviously Darisaw's not playing. But is O'Neal going to play, do you think?
Yep, O'Neal's going to play, and you'll have Will Fries at right guard, yep. Donovan Jackson, and you know, you're right, it won't be Christian Darisaw. And then it will probably be, I would assume, Michael Juergens at center. So it's half of an offensive line. Juergens, I thought, played well. That's going to be a big story for them in the offseason is what are they going to do at center, because you can't bring back Ryan Kelly after three concussions. That would be criminal, I think, to put him back on the field again. I thought it was after two concussions, but you know, so that's going to be a question for them. So they are like getting some evaluation here on Michael Juergens and where he stands. That's a draft pick that they've developed over a couple of years. But it's really not one of those games for the Vikings. I mean, because we go into a game like this, I'm sure you do too, of like, hey, show me this guy, show me that guy that you've drafted and developed over the year behind the scenes. Maybe the second half is going to be like Ty Felton or something, but this isn't a team that has a lot of those guys, to be honest. So it's really going to be, as you said, you know, their goal is to come out and win this game 35-0 and just walk off feeling there was some silver lining to a season that was really disappointing.
Exactly. Well, Matthew, by the way, Matthew's going to be back on these airwaves tonight. He fills in for Henry Lake tonight, 6 to 9. Thanks for joining, Matthew. Double duty today.
I think I'll be okay. Be all right. Well, we're going to do New Year's resolutions for all the sports teams.
All right. Sounds good. See you. The great Matthew Collar.
Thanks.
Bye-bye, Matthew Collar. When we come back, the award-winning segment, Am I Wrong? When Dave Harrigan says, is he wrong?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You know, I kind of feel like I'm in the middle of a little bit of a feud here with you and Chad. This is you're taking out your aggravations on Chad. Is that right?
That's kind of what this is about most Fridays. But with you in here, anybody else, I enjoy it a little bit more. There's some sense coming from that side of the studio where Chad just, you know, unless he just can't come up with any great argument because, well, let me rephrase. Unless he can't come up with any sort of rebuttal because the arguments from the committee, the resolutions from the committee are so stellar, he has to agree. But when he tries to fight back, it's just so weak and sad.
Yeah,
it's depressing. The poor man has to end his week like that every Friday.
How long have you two been together again?
We are about 3.5 years now.
Okay, so you're still in the honeymoon phase.
A little bit. Let's start with this one today.
All right.
This was discussed. We had the committee meeting typically on Thursdays. We had a Tuesday this week, obviously, with the holiday. But we got together, and I wasn't sure I was on board with this one. But the vote passed it. I can see it. So we're gonna right. You know, you're a Mr. Sports fan.
Right.
We've got a bowl game on right now with the Armed Forces Bowl.
Yes.
We got a whooping happening. Texas State 27-7 over Rice right
yes.
now. We had a whooping yesterday with Indiana taking it
yes.
to Alabama big time. This is a new rule that the committee would like to put forward. I'd like to hear your thoughts on it. Fans that attend a game in which their home team gets absolutely drubbed should be entitled to either partial refund of the ticket price or a free or deeply discounted ticket to a future game. Here's the basis. If you go to, say, a Broadway show or a touring show, something like that, maybe you're down to the Orpheum in Minneapolis, you find actors are missing lines or out of pitch on the music, a piece of set falls down, something like that. Unacceptable. Unacceptable behavior. You didn't pay to see that kind of stuff. Well, I believe the committee feels the same should go for our sports and for our athletes who fail to do their jobs at the level you would expect when buying a ticket. These guidelines from the committee, by the way, will apply to all professional as well as now Division I college sports, because they're basically professional sports at this
they're getting
point.
Paid to play a sport.
Mm-hmm.
That is the definition of professional.
Exactly. Also, not just at a home game, but if you are a team or a college that has any hand in promoting some sort of, you know, flyaway thing, come, you know, watch us as we go play in New York City, you know, or to this bowl game, for instance.
Alabama fans.
Yes, exactly. We've got the fan trip set up. You'll sign up through these people. We'll charter you all over there. Have a great time. To spend thousands of dollars only to get your team crushed in a bowl game. Same rules apply for any fans that are traveling via a team-sponsored trip.
Am I wrong? You want a guarantee is what you want.
I want a guarantee that there at least will be a competitive effort put forth by the team I am paying to see.
And how would you determine that? Like, do you determine, for example, that yesterday Alabama didn't put forth a competitive effort?
When you lose 38-3, yes, you were not competitive.
I think the other team was just significantly better than them. And I think that was the case. I mean, that's what I think. And, man, no, if you want to talk about it, when the Wolves played at Atlanta,
yeah,
that's one. That's one. In fact, they should be able, if they could give me those 2 hours left that I watched before I turned it off, because I had to leave. I mean, I was glad to leave, but I was actually watching it.
You spent 2 hours on
yes.
that trash.
Yes, because I've seen teams.
The
come
Wolves
in.
Didn't even spend 2 hours
no.
on it. They spent about 10 minutes.
No. Yeah, and there have been people that have said, like, for example, when LeBron James would take a rest, like a lot of players, they do the maintenance in the NBA now, right, which they're fighting that.
Yeah, man.
And I will say this, that a lot of players that are more thoughtful, like LeBron James, he would generally do that at home games because he wouldn't do it, especially at a game against if he's in the Eastern Conference where mm-hmm. he only comes in once a year.
Yep.
He's understanding that a lot of people come to watch him play, and he would do that. But as we know, legally, that's not the case. You have a right to see the game. You don't have a right to have a good game. You don't have the right to have the players you want to see in it. That doesn't guarantee any players. It's just a group of players wearing Timberwolves uniforms will play a group of players wearing Hawks uniforms, and they will play a basketball game to conclusion. But you're saying that they should offer some sort of – I think offering a coupon for a future game might be a good idea.
I think a little goodwill.
Goodwill?
Yeah.
Ain't going to happen. Ain't
of course
happen.
It's not going to happen.
Of course it's not going to
happen. But, you know, the committee would like to see it happen. You're a lawyer. Let's get on it. Come on now.
I mean, if I get these things on my phone because apparently tickets must not be selling as well at Target. And I say, hey, come to the game. It's only $10 tickets. Now, those we talked earlier in the show about the bowl, the lower bowl having less seats than the upper bowl. These are in the upper bowl, which, you know, you may as well stay at home and watch the games. I mean, it's really brutal up there if you've ever been to the upper bowl at Target Center. So, yeah, but I like the idea. I like the thought, even though it'll never happen. But, hey, the committee just says, I do like it. So you are not wrong.
You actually just brought something up to my mind. So I'm going to make an impromptu am I wrong right now.
Yep.
So my oldest kid, part of her gym class this year, there was a deal with the Wolves where you had to fill out a sheet. You exercise for a certain number of days and minutes throughout, I think it was the month of September. She had to fill out this chart. You know, on this day I did this, on this day I did that. Turned it into the gym class, and she gets a free Wolves ticket.
Wow.
A $30, you know, ticket. I was hoping, she's never been to a Wolves game. So she brings this whole thing home a couple weeks ago, very excited. I get to go to a Timberwolves game, Daddy. Cool, let's go. This will be fun. Your first Wolves game. This will be awesome. I was assuming this $30 ticket voucher meant you could get a $30 ticket. Or perhaps if you wanted a better seat, you could get $30 off a lower bowl ticket, something like that. No. No. They're all in the upper tank. You have to sit in the upper tank at the ends. There's nothing, you know, center court.
So
even
you had
close.
To buy a $30 ticket for yourself.
So I had to, yes, get only the free $30 ticket and get the other one. So you're taking a kid to their perhaps very first game. She's a third grader. She's never been to a Wolves game. And she's going to see ants playing on the court. Timberwolves, do better.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong on this either. I think, but I mean, if there's, by the way, the Timberwolves have put in this new seating arrangement where if you're sitting there during the game, let's say somebody leaves somehow, and you know, I'm not going to do this. Somehow you could see, oh, someone's not sitting down there. You can go on some sort of an app and pay extra money and move up to that seat. So given the fact that they already have that in built in, they should be allowed to let you do that.
Hold on. Run that by me again.
I don't know.
You're during a game.
During a game.
You see somebody in, you know, row five, they're heading out. You fill out the thing on the app, and you have to pay more to move up?
To move up, correct. You need to pay more to move up.
What kind of clown show is this?
Yes, sir.
Well, you have to pay more during the game?
Well, you don't have to move up.
I understand, but they want that seat filled so they don't, you know, show them on TV that half of row three is empty.
It's like the Academy Awards.
You're doing them a favor.
Right, it's like the Academy Awards. When the people get up to go, they have people that come in and sit in the
seat. The seat fillers,
which would be a great job, right?
I'd love the job.
That'd be great because you're at the Academy Awards and maybe you're sitting next to Robert De Niro or Meryl Streep.
And then Meryl comes back. Actually, I'm going to hold on to this seat for a while, Meryl. Just slide back.
I will tell you one of the great seat. I don't know if I told you this story before, but I was in California for a lawyers conference, and I stayed over an extra day, and the Yankees were playing the Oakland A's at the Oakland Alameda County
Coliseum. Yeah.
And I went and I took the BART over there and I bought the cheapest ticket you could, which was up in they call it Mount Davis in center field, terrible seats.
Mm-hmm.
But I got there really early because I had nothing else to do. So I go and I sit like in the sixth or seventh row, like behind the first base dugout. And I'm sitting right in the middle of the row. And people are starting to come in. I go get a beer. I have a beer. And then I thought, wait a minute. Because I was assuming that I was going to get kicked out.
Of course.
Well, all of a sudden, the whole row filled in. No one came to my seat. So I was done drinking beer because I knew I couldn't leave. Because I'd go to the bathroom and they go, where's your ticket stub? Well, it's up.
Yeah.
So that was the Derek Jeter game when he made that catch and made the throw at home plate.
Oh, the flip?
The flip, yep.
Wow.
Right in front of me. How about that?
That's pretty good.
Yeah, so purely like. I don't understand how you know the person is leaving versus going to the bathroom or going to the concession stand. Maybe they click something up. I don't know. But that's what I've been told this exists. I don't know that it does. I've never tried it.
Oh, so we may have just been spreading
fake news. No, I've read about it. I read about it. There's some way you can move up to unused seats in the middle of the game for a fee.
Okay.
All right.
We got talking at the committee meeting this week about stores, sales, you know, the holiday shopping season, all sorts of things, blah, blah, blah. Also, tricky sales tactics that stores like to employ. Now, the committee member, Ben, was sharing about going to one of the big local grocery store chains, sees a price tag of two for $6, whatever the item was. I don't remember the item, but two for $6. Oh, yeah, great, I'll get two of them. It'll be great. Gets home, his wife looks at receipt and says, well, these are $4.19. Well, $2 for $6. No, what do you mean? And she has to explain because apparently she does most of the grocery shopping. No, it's $2 for $6 if you have the membership. If you're, you know, get the rewards, if you're part of their rewards program and you punch in the phone number like that. He had no idea. So, well, I told him that's the sale price for that in small lettering.
He spent $4.19, even the
$4.19 instead of getting each for $3, okay. It was $4.19 because he didn't punch in the phone number because he didn't know he had to do that for the membership. You know, it says on the price tag, you see him $2 for $6 for members only. You know, in the tiny little writing, and it got me thinking about Cub, where I buy some of my groceries. The self checkout always used to, you know, verbally when you scan that or when you say, you know, I'm going to get going here. Scan your items or enter your phone number. Used to say it nice and loud. Remind me, oh, that's right, I got to put in my wife's number because she's got the rewards thing, so I get the sale prices. They don't ask you that anymore. You can type it in. The little button's there if you see it, but if you're not paying attention. So I don't know how much money I've lost by not putting in the phone number because I'm not paying attention because they don't actually ask. Then I also got thinking of Target. Every time you check out at the self-checkout there, it always pops up, you know, the Target circle you can put in your phone number. Has anyone ever saved a nickel on Target Circle?
I don't. I never. I think people have. I don't. I just don't sign up for these things. Sadly, I don't know why.
I can tell you. I've done the research. No, they haven't.
Yeah.
Not one single nickel has been saved. And if you buy into the old adage of, you know, time is money, the amount of time I've taken over the last several years punching in my phone number, I've probably spent $40 in time and not received anything back. Case in point, this is all to say retail rewards programs, the biggest scam ever pulled on the retail consumer public.
Am I wrong?
As it comes to Total Wine, yes. Okay, I'm a Total Wine all the time.
I'm a member of their program,
and
too. They always ask the
number.
I
always punch in my number, and about every third or fourth time I go there, you have a $5 card. I said, take it off. Because I'm figuring, why would you save it? I could get hit in the parking lot and be dead.
Yes.
So as soon as I get $5 off, take it off.
Spend that $5 on the funeral now.
So I'd say three or four. Isn't that right? They always say, do you want to punch in your number? And it's easy. It's right there. And man, I would say I get $5 off like every third or fourth time I'm there.
I don't think I've ever gotten $5 off.
I buy volume when I go. I like to drink vodka and I like to drink whiskey. Okay. So and it doesn't go bad.
And we know the wife likes to drink wine.
She likes to have wine when
she sees Eddie Vedder.
She always buys one bottle at a time. And then it's like 10 o'clock at night. She goes, can you go get me one? I said, why don't you buy multiple? Cause then I'll drink too many. I go, that's not my problem. So I'm always well-stocked, right? I go and stock it so that I don't have to go there very often. So I've got a big, you know, cabinet of the stuff in there. Because you know what? When you have, like, company come on home, she goes, how many bottles of wine should we get? I said, as many as you want. You know what? It's not going to go bad, okay? You know, I guess wine could go bad if you waited, like, 8 years. We don't wait 8 minutes in our house. There's never been a bottle that wasn't finished. Okay.
You don't have a spot in the house now where you can just, you know, next time you have to go out, you can just get a case and
I have gotten to where I buy extra ones and I like hide them. So when she
that's what I'm saying.
So when she goes, do you want to go out? I go, look over there. So it was in our garage and she goes, well, I don't like it out there because now it's cold. And I'm going, you know, you're being a little so I've got to find a different hiding spot.
Just hide it under
a
pillow.
So I buy like three or four, so then it's there when she wants.
Smart move.
Yep, smart move. All right, we'll take a break. Come back a little more. Am I wrong? It's the Lindus Construction Time Check. Time to eliminate ice dams with permanent solutions designed to protect your roof and home. 250 here at 830-WCCO. And we're back to Am I Wrong with Dave Harrigan.
Saw this in the news yesterday or the day before. Apple announcing kind of quietly they're cutting production and eliminating nearly the entire marketing budget for the Apple Vision Pro, the virtual reality headset that came out, I think, just a little under 2 years ago. It's February 2024 is when they dropped that one. Cuts are coming, as you may expect, because sales have been rather tepid for the device. Might be even a kind word. The committee says huge win for America, huge win for technology lovers around the world. Apple may have much of the country suckered into being complete lemmings for all of their products. You got your iPhone, you got your iPad, your Apple Watch, your AirPods, your AirTags, everything else. But together, the yes. United States of America, we have stood tall. We have united with a message to Tim Cook and Big Apple. You will not con the people of this great country to fork over $3,500. Yes, this thing was $3,500, and all it did was make you look like a futuristic dork.
So, am I wrong?
No, but I don't even know what this is. What is this? Is this a virtual reality?
Yeah, it's the headset thing. You strap
virtual
it around
reality,
the back of your
and you're
head.
Like playing tennis or something.
Is I think you could do more than play tennis, but play tennis was probably a part of it.
Yeah, no, it's. I got to tell you, I've never gotten. So I've had an iPhone from day one. Okay,
lemming.
I have no. But then they come up with the iPad, and I'm going, why do I need the iPad?
Because it's bigger.
Yeah.
It's a bigger phone.
I'm sitting there going, that's an extra thing I'd have to carry on a plane. And then why do you have the Apple Watch?
Because then you can get everything on your watch, and then you can not really text with it well.
But my phone is always – I always have my phone with me, so I'm just a phone guy. That's it. It's nothing else. I don't want anything else.
No AirPods? No AirTags on the luggage?
No. But the luggage sounds like a good, but no, but I mean, you know why? No. The Apple AirPods, what do they cost?
A couple hundred bucks?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I get these. I have AirPods that cost me like $25 and they're great. Because you know all I do them for? I don't listen to music. And if I do, they're okay. I use it to listen to podcasts when I'm sleeping at night, when I put it in my one ear. I don't need $250 pods. I got $25 pods. And when I lose them, I go buy another set of $25 pods. And they work fine. I'm not an Apple guy. I don't know half the stuff to do on my iPhone. And in fact, the new iPhone that I got not that long ago has way more stuff going on that just confuses me. It's, so I don't like lights up when I do stuff. It's just, and it's too big.
I think that's called the screen, Scott.
And it's the smallest one you can get, and it's still too big. So, yeah.
Like we should get you away from Big Apple. Can we move you on to the dumb phone?
No, I like.
Could we go back to the flip phone?
No, I like that this phone, it's got all, I'll never run out of storage space on this phone. I've got like the most they got. It's my old phone. I used to be at 64, whatever it was. This is like 10,000 or something. You know when you pull the thing up and it gives you that little graph mm-hmm. of how much space you have? You can barely see my stuff. It's so far in there. I'm like 96% away from being out of space.
What do you say? Are you a big photo guy?
With the grandbabies. Yes, I got photos. I got messages with photos on them. I don't know how to access them. I mean, they're all on there. No. It's. I've got the iPhone with. I said, give me the most storage you got, and the whole problem is solved.
Mm-hmm.
If I want a picture, I can go try to find it.
I
agree with you. I'm not an Apple guy.
We were laughing because the member of the committee, Lauren, the other day walked into Target. In fact, just yesterday on New Year's Day, walked into Target, and you know they have the big display right as you walk in. You know the carts are here, and then the big display right there of you know maybe it's some clearance items or it's you know seasonal kind of stuff. Nothing but protein products. Nothing but, you know, okay, everyone's coming in with the New Year's resolution. They're going to eat well. They're going to lose weight. They're going to work out, do all the things. It was just protein palooza at the at the Target. And we had to laugh because all the people making their New Year's resolutions, you've got about 10 days before you quit. Let's be honest.
Yeah, am I wrong?
No.
10 days.
You're not wrong. There was a...
Most may have already quit, actually.
One of my clients one time was a gym. I saw a 24/7 gym where you could go and put your card
like
in.
Like the Anytime Fitness kind of thing?
Yeah, like that kind of thing. And their big season when they sell these memberships is when?
It's right now.
Right after Thanksgiving and right up through Christmas because people give them as Christmas gifts. And their whole computer system went down and they were robbed of that whole thing. So that was our claim.
Oh,
because how big of a deal it was. Yeah. We settled the case. We got them some money. So
you did?
Yeah, we did.
Good for you.
Yeah, we did.
Good for
but
you.
I'm saying, yeah, it's I guess I don't – that's – Yeah, it's a lot of people are. It's not going
to
stick.
Well, I think we just need to understand that we're a nation of quitters, or perhaps we're a species of quitters. We come up with grand ideas. We bite off more than we can chew on literally everything in our lives, including New Year's resolutions of, yeah, well, this is the year I'm going to eat right. I'm going to get rid of sugar for the next 12 months. I'm not going to put a soda to my lips. I'm going to quit drinking. I'm going to eat nothing but cauliflower and kale. And then we realize, you know what, by January 3rd, this life stinks.
But I'll tell you, you and I have talked about this before, because we always would get the RFK would be, or you would, is food about all the bad food.
Yeah.
If you just eat
pure, that the president
if
eats,
if you eat like a pure, you know, like a piece of chicken, or I mean, an actual protein, carbs, some good fats, and you just eat that way, you don't have to exercise.
Sure, you don't.
You will lose weight.
Yeah.
And you'll feel good. And you eat good food. You can eat a steak. You can eat all that stuff.
All those things.
Yeah.
And do we do it? No.
No,
because fries taste delicious.
And also, it takes some work. You know, the easy food is the bad food.
Yes.
You have to actually prepare the food. You got to put it ahead of time. You got to defrost it. Yeah, and you just after a while, you just get sick.
Yeah, and if you ever want to go out to eat, you're in trouble, because you know what tastes really good? Butter on everything.
Butter's not that bad for you.
It's not. Also not that great for you.
It's not that bad for you.
You know, it's if you want to go
it's
out to
that,
eat,
it's not that bad
you can try to eat healthy. You can find ways. But you know what restaurants like to do? They like to make things taste good.
Yeah, they do.
They like to make things taste really good.
They do. They do.
Committee's done. I've given you 5 items. That's all I got. We got to wrap this up.
So we got Jason DeRussia coming up, and then Matthew Collar.
Tough week for
up.
Jason. Thanks for showing up today.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be hard to follow that inspirational show that you two just dropped at the end of this thing. Everybody's failed. Anybody could lose weight. Just I'm so inspired. I'm inspired by
you
this.
You should be. You should be.
Everybody is.
You're
not
Mr. Olivia.
Quit. Can't we cheer
You've shown
for
it can
people
be done.
Who are trying to change their lives? Every day is a new opportunity.
Well, look at Jason. He's
wow.
thin. He's thin.
Wow. Every day.
Listen
yeah.
to you.
Yeah. I didn't have to.
Thanks, Tony Robbins.
That's no. right.
No, you got to just eat healthy.
It's going to be a whole show of platitudes for me.
Thank you for that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.